Chances are, if you're a Northwestern student who is active on literally any social media platforms, last night all your feeds were flooded by concert footage. There was the Flo Milli A&O show, an Omar Apollo concert, a Saba concert. All in all, it was a big night for the music scene in Chicago. Of course, nothing beats the experience of being in the pit at the Riviera or Aragon, the thumping bass reverberating through your chest, the sweaty press of all the bodies around you as you sway, jump, and dance to your favorite songs. But what comes after those 2 to 3 hours of bliss? Lian Krenziap, a psychometrician at Ateneo de Davao University in the Philippines, defines post-concert depression as, quote, the sudden, overwhelming, and rapid downward crash characterized by a feeling of recurring emptiness, disappointment, longing, and heartache after a very long-awaited, fulfilling high moment. It's the crash back down to earth after the three-hour high you experience at a concert. If you've ever found yourself unable to move on from a performance, constantly reminiscing and flipping through the photos you took, chances are you've experienced this phenomenon. I personally got back home from the Omar Apollo concert at the Riviera last night and proceeded to spend 2 hours lying on the floor in the middle of my dorm room in my brand new merch, going through my videos to try and relive the fun I was having just a few hours prior. Generally, people experience a sensation of euphoria during and immediately after the concert, followed by an extended period of sadness or anxiety, sometimes lasting weeks. Yap conducted a study analyzing BTS fans' experiences with post-concert depression, and found that 90% of concert goers experienced extreme elation immediately following the show. However, 2 weeks after the concert, 58.5% said they felt separation anxiety from the artist, 49% had difficulty concentrating, 37% lacked energy, and 44% felt generally sadder than usual. So while post-concert depression is not considered an official medical disorder as per the DSM-5, which is a primary resource used for psychological diagnoses worldwide, and cannot be compared to experiences of actual depression or other mental disorders, it is a clear cultural and social phenomenon and a shared experience for music lovers of all sorts. I talked to other students about their experiences with post-concert depression. Weinberg sophomore MJ attended the Omar Apollo concert last night and shared his thoughts from the morning after. He said, quote, "It's the morning after the Omar Apollo concert, and I woke up with this sensation of fulfillment and happiness, but also sadness at the same time, because I'm not going to be living the experience of being in front of Omar again for a long time." Beenin and Weinberg sophomore Joy Cho also shared her experience after attending a Blackpink concert in Japan in 2020.
"The day before the concert, I was broken up with my boyfriend at the time of 2 years. So I was having the most horrible day of my life, but I was so excited about the concert that I kind of just forgot about it and got ready for the concert. And I remember so vividly that the moment when Blackpink stepped on stage, I was crying so hard, so aggressively, and just could not believe that we were breathing the same air. And I had like the world's most magical day. And when the concert ended, all I could think about was, oh my gosh, they're real people, and I'll never get to experience that again, because afterwards, COVID had hit, and that made the entire post-concert depression experience so much more difficult. And all I could think about was how beautiful they were in person and how impactful their music was to me at the time. And that live experience was something that I cherish so much till this day. And honestly, I feel like I never got out of the post-concert depression. And the only way to really alleviate that for me was watching so many videos of like their interviews or performances, like everything I could to just get a glimpse of that same feeling I got at the concert."
While post-concert depression can be difficult to deal with, the best way to move forward is to keep enjoying the music you love and going out to see more live shows. In my opinion, one of the biggest perks of living so close to Chicago is the opportunity to engage in its bustling live music scene. Whether it's big-name stars like Olivia Rodrigo or Harry Styles, or smaller local bands, there are plenty of chances for you to get out there and dance your heart out to your favorite artists. For WNUR News, this was Pari Pradhan.